Blog Talk Radio.
Back here again in a space without space to be had. If I'm being honest, part of me is glad your judgment can't touch me or make me mad. In the loud silence of my home, also known as my pad, arguments through my door to my right, Friday night playlist through the vents on my left, with me in the center, wishing I was deaf. Not dumb, just numb, so tired for caring, or tired of caring for everyone. Let me stop before I go too deep. Alive, but half asleep, in the zone, once again, alone. Whew, it's Friday night. What am I doing? It's raining outside. It's one of those Fridays. I'm not much of a, what you call, like, it's weird, because it's like, I'm an introverted person. I'm okay with that. But I'm not introverted to the point where I can't go out. Like, I'm afraid of being out. I'm introverted to the point where I enjoy being alone sometimes. And I think it could, like I was saying before in a previous podcast, this is why this is called Alone Too, because I talked about like what it means to be alone for some people and what it means to some other people. And some people like it. Like me, it gives me energy, it helps me think, it helps me go over my life. Helps me, you know, realize how fortunate I am, blah, 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 blah. All that crap. If some people get alone and it's just, it's nothing but torture to them because their thoughts are negative or, you know, it takes them to a bad place. So I'm just here on a Friday. Welcome to TC's Lounge. I forgot to welcome you all. I'm just here. You know, could I have gone out? Sure. Don't want to. Yeah, not really, you know. And there's no real subject to this. It's just my thoughts of what's going on right now. As I always say, I need to do more, you know, more shows, more podcasts, whatever the case may be. But I only really do something when I have a feeling. But when I, you know, when a thought comes to my mind and just, being alone tonight just, you know, came to my mind and, you know, I just wanted to go over that. So that's just me here now thinking about friendships, thinking about my career, thinking about life in general, or just thinking about nothing. I mean, you know, you can't be productive or can figure out something every day, every second of the day. It's more so just trying to make it through each and every day. It's kind of annoying, to be honest, that I wish I had it all figured out, but what would be the fun in that, you know? There's no fun in having it all figured out. I mean, we all talk about winning the lottery, and what will we do with the money? That's like the always the bigger the lottery gets, the more money's in the lottery, the more people start to talk about it and what will we do with the money. And if you think about it, really, if you got all that money, what would there be to strive for? I guess when you have financial situation and debt and bills and kids and sick family members, you're like, man, give me that money. Give me all the money I could possibly handle. And I can understand that. But you need something to, well, I need something because I don't know how you, how what motivates you. But what motivates me is still not having what I want in a, materialistic monetary way. When it comes to my personal life and how I feel about myself and my personal situation, I don't have many complaints about that. I feel very fortunate and very lucky to be where I am, but I'm also not content. I say that all the time. So what motivates me is just knowing that I know I can have more. And I can do more, but having more in a monetary, materialistic sense, it doesn't really do much. You can have all the money in the world and be unhappy, you know, and so you can't really base your happiness or success, quote unquote, in your life based on what you have. But that's just the way it's set up here in America. In many other countries, you know, is this capitalistic thing, and I don't get into politics. You never get me started with that stuff. But here, it's about money, it's about how much you have, how much power and influence you have over other people, and none of that stuff really matters to me. My values and friendships and building like long-lasting, forever relationships with people that I care about, that's the most important to me. And the problem with that is people think they bring the same energy as you do. A lot of times they don't. So, you know, the saying is you treat people the way you want to be treated. But you know, as time goes on and as we advance as a society, you got to kind of edit those sayings and critique those things, right? Because if someone says to you, treat me how you want to be treated, or whatever the saying is, think about it. Like, I treat you exactly how I want to be treated. And I go out my way, I do you favors, I try my hardest to please you. And as much as I possibly can. The problem comes when you don't feel like, excuse me, the problem comes when I feel like you're not bringing that same energy. What's the point there? And that's the thing that's always bothers me is that we go and do so much for other people, and other people aren't going to really, they can't. One thing we got to realize, right, is that we never can, what am I trying to, what's the word I'm trying to use? We can never duplicate the feelings of another person. We can get close, we can understand as much as we can. But you never can duplicate it. So if I go bend over backwards for you, and you, whatever you consider bending over backwards for me is, I might not accept that. Because if I wash your car and you wash my car, but I wash your car hand wash, you know, detail, I get in the rims, I clean under the car, I clean everything, every little minute detail to your car. And that's how I take care of your car. And say you go get my car washed. Then what? Then I go, well, thank you for washing the car. And then you go, but I did exactly what you did for me. And I go, no, but see, I washed your wheels. I got in the middle of the spokes. I made sure your rims were nice and shiny. And you just went and got somebody else to take care of it. But, you know, like I'm saying, like my point is, it's the person thinks, hey, I did the same thing you did. And so, you know, that's kind of where my mind is when it comes to friendships and stuff. It's like, I can't expect everyone to replicate how I put my energy out, and I should just appreciate any energy back. But if I clean your car details and you come back and detail my car even better than mine, we're just going to have this weird back and forth. So I guess you just have to be happy with what's given to you. And so I don't know. This is just random thoughts on that. You know, why haven't I done this podcast thing on a consistent basis? It's amazing. I enjoy doing this. I really do. You don't have to pay me a dime, ever. But for some reason, life gets in the way, I come up with excuses, I can't come up with a good idea. And honestly, that's a lie. I come up with ideas all the time. I just don't put pen to paper. Well, I never really put pen to paper anyway. But I just don't jump on it. Because a lot of times you have an idea, you got to go for it. Just go for it. Just go for it. Write it down. As soon as you think about it, write it down. I'm getting better at practicing that. And, you know, but sometimes I don't have it. I have it, but I just don't feel like it. And it's just the emotions of living and bills and, like I said, relationships and career and friends and family and what's next. And it's a lot. And it doesn't bother me much. But like I said, what bothers me is not having long-lasting, sustainable relationships with people. Like genuine. Like I thought about doing a podcast about Friendship 101. And the first thing of Friendship 101 would be pay attention to what someone's saying to you. Listen. That'll be the first rule. Listen. Don't talk. Listen to what they're saying to you. Be attentive because, you know, as a good friend, you don't always have to be at someone's beck and call. Like, you don't always have to be standing by your phone like, oh, what's next? What's next? Just listen. Just care and care. Because a lot of times we just have conversations and you're just waiting for them to finish. You listen to nothing that they have to say. Nothing. You just wait for them to finish so you can have put your two cents in and feel like you contributed to the conversation. Listen to somebody and actually care and be concerned with their situation. Sometimes, most times, people just want you to listen to them and nod your head, well, okay. And if they want your opinion, they'll ask you for your opinion. That's all, just that we're so busy with. This world we live in now, it's like everybody's opinionated. Everybody has an opinion on everything. Everybody's right. And a lot of times, you could be wrong, and it's okay. Or you don't have to have an opinion. Just listen. Just shut your mouth. I don't mean to be rude. Just shut your mouth and listen. You know, that's what I try to do. So there was 0 point to this podcast. I just wanted to get on here because I haven't done it in a long time. And, you know, I'm alone on a Friday, cold, not even cold. It's been warm out here. It's a weird winter, isn't it? Well, for where I'm at on the East Coast, it's weird. It's like 50, 40 degree days. Either it's going to snow really hard or we're just going to completely skip winter. I don't know. So, yeah, my random alone thoughts on a warmish, rainy, I don't feel like going nowhere. Type of night for me. So until the next time, hopefully it's sooner than later. Enjoy the rest of the night. And it's okay to be alone sometimes because then you get your mind right.